MBA from Harvard, an undergraduate degree from Princeton. He was 46 years old, had retired at 35, and his entire life was devoted to self-indulgence and pleasure, and sharing them with those around him. He was generous beyond belief, as Belinda's friends had told her. He was the kind of man every woman wanted to be with: rich, smart, good-looking, and devoted to having fun. And in spite of his enormous success before he retired, he didn't have a mean bone in his body. He was the catch of the century, and although most of his relationships in the last 5 years had been brief and superficial, they never ended badly. Even when their fleeting affairs with him were over, women loved him. And as they floated slowly down to a well-chosen strip of unpopulated beach, Belinda looked at him with eyes filled with admiration. She couldn't believe she had jumped out of a plane with him, but it had been the most exciting thing she'd ever done. She didn't think she'd do it again, but as they held hands in midair, with the blue sky all around them, she knew she would remember Blake and this moment for the rest of her life. "It's fun, isn't it?" he shouted, and she nodded. She was still too overwhelmed to speak. Her jump with Blake had been much more exciting than the one with the two instructors days before, and she couldn't wait to tell everyone she knew what she'd done, especially with whom. Blake Williams was everything people said he was. He had enough charm to run a country and the money with which to do it. Despite her initial terror, Belinda was actually smiling when her feet touched the ground a few minutes later, and two waiting instructors unhooked her parachute just as Blake landed a few feet behind her. As soon as they were free of their parachutes, he had her in his arms and kissed her again. His kisses were as intoxicating as everything else about him. "You were fantastic," he said, sweeping her off the ground as she grinned and laughed in his arms. He was the most exciting man she'd ever met.
"No, you are. I never thought I'd do something like that. It was the craziest thing ever."
She'd only known him for a week. Her friends had already told her not to plan on having a serious relationship with him. Blake Williams went out with beautiful women all over the world. Commitment was not for him, although it had been once upon a time. He had 3 kids, an ex-wife he said he was crazy about, a plane, a boat, half a dozen fabulous houses. He just wanted to have a good time and made no pretense of wanting to settle down since his divorce. For the time being, anyway, all he wanted to do was play. His early killing in the high-tech.com world had been legendary, as had been the success of the companies he'd invested in since. Blake Williams had everything he wanted. All his dreams had already come true. And as they walked away from the beach where they'd landed, toward a waiting Jeep, Blake put an arm around Belinda, drew her closer to him, and gave her a long, searing kiss. It was a day and a moment that Belinda knew would be engraved in her mind forever. How many women could boast that they had jumped out of a plane with Blake Williams? Possibly more than she knew, although not every woman he went out with was as brave as Belinda. The rain pelted against the windows of Maxine Williams' office on East 79th Street in New York. It was the highest recorded rainfall in New York in November for more than 50 years, and cold, windy, and bleak outside. But cozy in the office where Maxine spent 10 or 12 hours a day. The walls were painted a pale buttery yellow, and she had quiet abstract paintings on the walls in muted tones. The room was cheerful and pleasant, and the big overstuffed easy chairs where she sat talking to her patients were comfortable and inviting, and upholstered in a neutral beige. The desk was modern, stark and functional, and so impeccably organized it looked as though you could perform surgery on it. Everything about Maxine's office was tidy and meticulous, and she herself was perfectly groomed without a hair out of place. Maxine had her entire world in full control, and her equally efficient, reliable secretary, Felicia, had worked for her for almost 9 years. Maxine hated mess, disorder of any kind, and change. Everything about her and her life was smooth, orderly, and seamless. The diploma framed on her wall said that she had gone to Harvard Medical School and graduated magna cum laude.